This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Or on a Friday. On a Tuesday. It's not a Friday at all, you dummy Chris. It was Chris who said it was Friday. On a Tuesday. We'll talk about some ICE deportations this hour. I'm going to do something to open up the hour that I don't want to do at all, but it's a favor to Chris, so we'll get to that. We'll get to some emails, all that. We're going to have to talk a little bit of China, Dorito shapes, and other important things. Now, before I even get into the ICE stuff, Chris has asked, so I'm going to play this little story about the doomsday clock.
It is the determination of the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists that the world has not made sufficient progress on existential risks threatening all of humanity. We thus move the clock forward. In setting the clock closer to midnight, we send a stark signal. Because the world is already perilously close to the precipice, any move towards midnight should be taken as an indication of extreme danger and an unmistakable warning. Every second of delay in reversing course increases the probability of global disaster. It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
You ever wonder why kids who feel neglected at home act out in school? You ever wonder that? This will come back to the scientists and the doomsday clock in a moment, but you ever wonder that? Here's one of the main reasons kids will act out in school and, frankly, act out at home. They're not getting attention. And it is part of human nature. We are all born. We all want to feel heard. We all want to feel important. We all want to feel seen. We all want to feel like we matter. And so I get that about you and about me and about Chris, well, Chris doesn't matter, and about Corey. And about, I totally understand that way of thinking. And I'm the same way too. It's not like I'm separating myself from that. I want to feel seen and heard. I mean, granted, I have this job, which isn't really a job, so everybody sees and hears me, but you understand what I mean. We all want to feel important. We all want to feel like we matter. And so I do get that. But do we really need a bulletin of atomic scientists? One. And two, if you are one of these scientists and you get together with you and your dork buddies, how do you gain any relevance for your group? What do? You come up with some ridiculous, asinine doomsday clock thing, and then you put out some scary-sounding press release that you and all your nerd scientist friends have gotten together in your nerdium, and you've figured out that we definitely are all about to die. In fact, we've advanced it 89 seconds, and everybody should take this extremely seriously. No, Chris, I'm not spending any time on the lame, pathetic doomsday clock story, because I find all this stuff to be utterly ridiculous. What, Chris? What? What do you mean you just wanted to play some Motley Crue? What? I got 10 seconds to midnight. Chris, we talked about that. You put this stupid story on the soundboard so you could play a Motley Crue song. Chris, do I have that right? That's the level of thinking we're putting into the show. You know what? That's fair. I kind of respect it. ICE has arrested 1,000 illegals on just the sixth day already. And brings up an interesting point. Hot Air wrote this. I've talked about this on the air, but here's the headline from Hot Air. ICE knew where the criminal aliens were, and Mayorkas and Biden kept them free. Did you hear this from a Texas public safety guy?
Well, we've seen a complete 180 from one day to the next. We're seeing more arrests being made. We're seeing that throughout the country as well. More support now at the federal level, which we never had for the last 4 years. Everything that we did in Texas, especially what Governor Abbott has done with Operation Lone Star, has been challenged every step of the way by our own federal government when it came to infrastructure, when it came to criminal arrests. Now that we can actually go out there and have a more aggressive stance on border security and actually focus more on that transnational criminal activity and focus more on criminal arrests, it gives us much more leverage now in working together with our federal.
It's not enough to just celebrate the deportations. That is wonderful. It is wonderful we are being aggressive. We are not backing off. We're not letting the media dictate things. All these things are wonderful. It has been a wonderful first week. It's awesome and you should feel good. But we must remember how evil the communists were. The federal government under the Biden administration, the federal government brought in as many criminals as humanly possible, knew where all of them were, and not only didn't arrest them, prevented others from doing so. That's how evil Democrats are now. If you are an older Democrat listening to the sound of my voice, you have got to change your ways because your party is of the freaking devil now. What, Chris? What? Yes, good point. Chris said, Tren de Aragua. By the way, the Trump administration, they're snatching those guys up as fast as humanly possible. They were pulling out the fingernails of Americans inside of American apartment complexes to extort money from people. The Biden administration knew who they were, knew where they were, knew about the crimes, and prevented their arrest and deportation. That's how deeply evil Democrats are now. You can't vote Democrat anymore. Listen to the relief. Listen to this ICE field director. Listen to the relief.
What we're doing is we're targeting the worst first, right? That's who we're getting. We're focusing on those targets. We're not targeting people in schools. We're not targeting people in churches. We're targeting people who are the worst. There's a chance they're going to go to some of those places, and this administration has kind of taken some of the handcuffs off of us in a way, right? We're leaving the discretion with our officers, and our officers are trained to make good decisions out there.
Listen to the President of the United States of America. You realize this is how every president, Democrat or Republican, should speak.
We're respected again. Isn't that nice? After years of laughing at us like we're stupid people. And as you saw yesterday, we've made it clear to every country that they will be taking back our people that we're sending out, the criminals, that the illegal aliens coming from their countries, we're taking them back, and they're going to take them back fast. And if they don't, they'll pay a very high economic price.
Gosh, I'm having a good time. But don't forget where we came from. Jesse, listening to your Friday podcast, your Sloppy Joe recipe sounds amazing. We all need you to publish this bad boy. Maybe I'm with you. His name is John. It's Ob's recipe, but maybe I should start. Hear me out, Chris. What if I started taking Ob's recipes, putting my name on them, and publishing them? No, hear me out. I'll give her no credit. And whenever she makes it at home, I'll snap a picture of it, and I'll be like, hey, just whipped up this fettuccine. What, Chris? What? That's a good point. I am a world-famous author already, and I'll explain to her that really isn't everything about us anyway. She shouldn't be selfish with this whole thing. I'll just take ownership of the recipes, publish everything, act like I know my way around the kitchen. How about that? Jesse, I saw the email segment where you said you don't care much for barbecue or sweetmeats. If you haven't already, you should try Carolina-style barbecue. Okay, now I know my fellow Texans are going to come for me when I say this. One, I do like barbecue. I'm just not big on barbecue sauce. I like sausages and briskets. I just don't like sweet meats. I don't like sweet ketchupy sauce on things. I don't enjoy it. I was very unsure. The first time I went to Memphis, I was very unsure what I was going to think about Tennessee barbecue, and I found out I loved it. Then I ended up in Raleigh, which I love. Raleigh's one of my favorite towns. I ended up in Raleigh, and I had never spent significant time in North Carolina. ended up in Raleigh, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go see what this stupid North Carolina barbecue is all about. And I could not have been more dismissive of it. It's going to suck. It's going to be vinegary. It's going to be... It might be my favorite barbecue. Oh, Chris, I knew he was going to freak out. Chris, let me ask you, I'm just asking, have you had it? Have you had it in North Carolina? Chris says he's had it and he dislikes it. You don't like that stuff, man? I thought it was going to be too vinegary too. Man, it hits just right for this man. Oh, I love some Carolina barbecue. You know what else is good? White barbecue sauce. You know that's a thing? Gosh, Chris, and you're from the South. It's a thing. White sauce, man, you're crazy. Try it on some wings. Trust me on that. And? No, not ranch, Chris. It's white barbecue sauce. Chris, you're so ridiculous. Did you at least switch to Pure Talk? Hopefully at least you did that. I knew. Well, when it comes to saving money, you can always count on Chris, you see. And then when Pure Talk does things like giving out free phones... You see, with qualifying plans, $45 a month right now, that's a qualifying plan, you can get a free iPhone 14 or a free Samsung Galaxy. Pure Talk is the mobile phone company that doesn't use your money to dump all over your culture and your values. They're the patriotic one whose CEO fought for this place. They hire Americans. They're on the same 5G network. And now you can get unlimited talk, text, 25 gigs of data, and a mobile hotspot. For a fraction of what you're paying? Why wouldn't you switch? Freaking free phone. Why wouldn't you switch? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, I haven't got to it yet, and I don't have much to say about it other than that it's awesome. The Pete Hegseth, Mark Milley thing from earlier today. Maybe you are out on the news, but here's what happened. Pete Hegseth walks into the Pentagon. He ensures... The second and final Mark Milley portrait in the Pentagon is removed. He has taken away Mark Milley's security clearance. That's a very, very, very big deal. As I explained the other night, these generals, these former spooks and whatnot, a lot of their money is based on them still having that security clearance. So he stripped him of that. And he's directed the IC... to go ahead and investigate Milley. To what end? To strip him of one of his stars for actions he undertook as Donald Trump's chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Remember, Mark Milley publicly, we've played the audio for you on this show, publicly stated that he would call China and give them a heads up before Trump did anything. That alone should frankly land the guy in Fort Leavenworth. But what happened was, underneath Trump, every part of the system lost its mind and acted as if stopping Trump was all that mattered. There are no more laws. There are no more norms. There's no more nothing. Charge him, kill him, whatever you have to do. Just get Trump at all costs. And as I warned all of you communists, every single chance I got during Trump's first term, I warned you the danger with pushing all your chips to the center of the table, the danger with going all in is you can lose it all. You gave out the last of your public trust, the last credibility you'll ever have. You gave everything up. In the interest of stopping Trump, you failed, and now it's going to cost you dearly. But you couldn't control your demonic nature. No communist can. If it makes you feel better, if you're one of the communists hate listening, no communist can. Right? So you're not alone. If you ever have a real genuine moment of self-reflection, how'd we get here? Why is this happening? You'll figure out that you are partially at fault for it, communists. If you ever come to that realization, you should know your inability to control yourself. Well, it's part of the reason that you became a communist to begin with, and it's a character trait you share with every other communist. They just can't keep their demonic nature in check. And so they destroy and lie and destroy and lie and destroy and lie and destroy and lie. And it's obvious to everyone from the outside looking in, this is going to end, right? This is going to end. It's going to end poorly. That's obvious for everyone on the outside looking in, but the communists can't stop. He can't stop. Think about when it just comes to illegal immigration. We'll take Joe Biden out of this because it was the communists around Joe Biden who did it. But from top to bottom, in the Biden administration, they ensured that for four years, they would bring as many foreigners into the country as they could, from Homeland Security, Border Patrol, ICE wasn't allowed to do that. They created an app. They created an app for illegals to bypass the border. There's just an app on your phone. They created an app to do it. And at no point in time, as they were bringing in rapist and murder, and the crimes started increasing in the country, and the unrest. Remember how much audio we've played for you out of New York, Chicago, how much anger there was from the American people towards them for doing this. No matter how much destruction they saw, no matter how much rape, murder, anger they saw, they never backed off. They could never slow down. Just, destroy more. It's the communist nature. He can't help himself. Dear medium-sized hands, beef and broccoli with a side of white rice is better than your burgers. Okay, we don't take prank emails here. Jesse, you've discussed at length your recent parallel parking victory, as well as dispelling the vicious rumor you utilized auto park, which I did not utilize auto park. In support of your argument, my wife routinely parallel parked a one-ton dually in Midtown Atlanta and parking garages in downtown. That being said, she knocked over a dude on a 1987 BMW motorcycle in a gas station parking lot 2 months ago. Point being, while lucky streaks do exist, eventually the true colors shine. He said his name is Jimmy. There's no luck involved in how I park, sir. No luck involved whatsoever. I feel my way along the road. You know what I was thinking about today? TGI Fridays. They used to have... Are they still around? Do they still exist? Well, TGI Fridays used to have... I know they don't have this anymore. They used to have a cheeseburger. And it was called something lame. It was seriously called like the extra cheesy crunch burger of cheese. It was something like that. But it had a fried mozzarella like puck. It was shaped like a hot hockey puck that was on the burger. And then they served you the cheeseburger like that. And then they brought a cup of queso, of dipping cheese, with the burger. And you took the burger that essentially had a mozzarella stick on it and you dunked it in the cheese. I still have dreams about that burger. I can't believe they took it away. What, Chris? Yes, the doctor gave me a clean bill of health, Chris. I will admit I haven't heard back on the actual blood work yet, but everything else looked fine, so I'm sure that's fine. What's the big deal? No big deal. I need a new person around here. That's why I'm going to go to ZipRecruiter. See, it's time to stop these clearly flawed hiring practices I've been using here in the studio, and it's time to go to the place employers prefer the most, and that's ZipRecruiter. That's where all the quality employees are. They're already sitting there waiting for you. We're not talking about some lag time here. Well, hopefully within a month I can find the secretary. No, they're waiting there already. There's a reason so many people use ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in the first day. Day one. You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Do you want to let a Chris or a Corey drag your business down? Or do you want to go to the next level? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Don't make the mistakes I've made. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show coming back into Stranglehold. How about that? Doug Imhoff's theme song. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Chris, you want to hear something majorly immature? You know how we've been calling Kamala Harris Dome for the longest time? And Trump is out here now talking about, well, here it
is. First is that to immediately begin the construction of a state-of-the-art Iron Dome missile defense shield, which will be...
Every time he says Iron Dome, I think about Kamala Harris, and I laugh to myself, and I know that's immature. I get it, but I can't help it. It makes me snicker. And now I kind of want you guys to do something with that information. Can we put, like, a picture of Kamala Harris dressed up as Iron Man or something? No, that's too much. You know what? I take it back. None of this was as good as I thought it was going to be. Let's move on to the emails, shall we?
Can I get a witness?
Hey, Jesse, I'm curious. I know they pardoned Fauci from future prosecution here in America, but can they prosecute him in other countries for all the deaths of the... Listen. We've had certain subjects and certain stories that really, they catch your interest more than we think they're going to. Or a rant I will do about something. So oftentimes it's a throwaway thing, and it's just something that sticks with you. The pardoning of Fauci is one of the things. I always knew it would make you mad. I always knew it would make me mad. I'm very mad about it. I did not realize how far and wide the anger would go about Joe Biden pardoning Fauci. We get, I don't know how many emails a day about this specific thing. How can he do this? Can we still get him in this state? Can they get him in this country? Can they get him in the... Listen, they're not going to get him, okay? He's not going to be prosecuted the way he should be. He's going to make his ridiculous government pension, plus whatever they're paying him. I think he's at Georgetown now for teaching, I'm sure, one class a year at Georgetown. I'm sure he's making $500,000 a year to do the bare minimum. God only knows. But he's going to live out the rest of his days on this earth in luxury. And not only that, I'm sorry, I'm just telling you the truth. It's not just that he's going to make a great living, live in a nice house. Because the system still loves Fauci, because he's still a hero to them, he will still have opportunities that you and I will never, ever have, okay? Opportunities like somebody's going to call him tomorrow. I don't know if this will happen tomorrow. Someone's going to call him tomorrow, and the call is going to be this. Hey, Johnny Billionaire, he's got a 20,000-foot mansion in Dubai. He really wants you to come to this party he's hosting in July, and he's going to fly you over there via his private jet, luxury vacation, and he's going to pay you $50,000 for it. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the life those people live now. That's the life of the politically connected and the famous and stuff like that. That's the life they live now. I first started getting introduced to this life when I got to know one of my friends, one of my neighbors. He is a manager at a big, big, big car company. I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm not talking about Ford, Chevy, or anything like that, although they do sell one of those types of cars, but a big car dealership, and it's a big one, a mega one. And here in Houston, he had a member of the Houston Astros come down for, it was one of those things, of course, they advertised it all over the radio, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the Astros player, but hey, come meet this guy. I'll use a filler name. Come meet Bob with the Houston Astros at Jesse Kelly Ford. And of course, it wasn't Ford, but at Jesse Kelly Ford, come down and meet Bob and find out about our great deals. No interest financing, all that other used car stuff. Well, I was talking to him about this, and I found out he paid this Astros player $50,000 for 3 hours. Now, what did he have to do? He had to show up at the car dealership. He had to shake hands, kiss babies, say hi to anybody. Anyone who bought a car, if I remember right, got to take a picture with him, and they had a booth set up there. But for 3 hours of work, this baseball player made $50,000. That make you a little bit sick? Now, this is for an Astros baseball player. Think about the market that's out there, the things people will pay relatively famous people to come do things. That's just the market. That's how it goes. And back to Fauci. Fauci will live that life for the rest of his life. He got pardoned. He's not going to go to jail. He's not going to have a public trial for crimes against humanity. Justice on this earth is hard to come by. And oftentimes you never see it. But just because you don't see it here doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Okay? I am sorry, genuinely sorry, that you and I will not get to see Fauci go down for what he did. Because I remember, I mean, you remember the sadness, the anger that that little tyrant just destroyed so many people, saying goodbye to your freaking father on a Zoom call. Just awful. Children unable to bury their parents. You see any of those heartbreaking videos of old married couples, you know, been married 60 years, and they're not allowed to see each other, faces pressed against the glass. I mean, that the medical industry in this country really did reveal some truly ugly things about themselves during COVID. And maybe you've forgotten. I have not forgotten. I remember who works in medicine in this country. Jesse, I believe you're a good dad who raised good kids, but this is hypothetical. If one of your boys had turned you into the feds over January 6th, you get cooked and now Trump pardons you. When you go back to your house, you're making the little narc move out, right? That's so hard to say because my boys would never turn me into the feds and I'd never turn them into the feds. Boy, that's a tough question, but moving out's the bare minimum. I don't know that I would ever talk to them again. For a Kelly, you don't ever turn against family. Not ever. It's not something that's done. Maybe that's an Irish thing. I don't know. It's a very clannish thing. I realize that. But you don't ever turn against the family. Period. End of story. Not to anybody. And for most people, for a lot of people, they believe that. I tell my sons never to narc on each other to me. Never to put your brother in bad light, because you know they're teenage boys and they get along great. They're wonderful boys, don't get me wrong, but you know they love to get, hey, Dad, I heard so-and-so, I heard he stayed up too late last night. And I'll tell them right now, boys, I'm going to be dead and gone long before your brother will. You and your brother will be together for life. You protect your brother. You don't ever sell him out, even to me. Your brother comes before that. So I don't know. I do know this. I'm really, really enjoying this.
We're respected again. Isn't that nice? You know, after years of laughing at us like we're stupid people. And as you saw yesterday, we've made it clear to every country that they will be taking back our people that we're sending out, the criminals, that the illegal aliens coming from their countries, we're taking them back, and they're going to take them back fast. And if they don't, they'll pay a very high economic price.
Hey, Jesse, would the sanctuary cities/states be swayed by the withholding of federal funds, or will they double down? Now, that's an interesting answer because Trump just came out today with the chemical castration stuff with kids and said, no more of this or you'll lose federal funds. Now, as it pertains to the cities and states protecting illegals, will that work? Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so the guy asked, the cities, states, these sanctuary cities that are, we're going to protect the illegals here, the withholding of federal funds, will it work? Probably not. It here's why. The cities and states, yes, they need the money because they can't print money like the United States government. But did you see Letitia James today? Letitia James today, and I'm not changing the subject. Stay with me. I'm not going to play it for you, but she came out and, hey, we're going to challenge this thing that Donald Trump is doing. It's unconstitutional, whatever. Letitia James, she's the attorney general. I'm sorry, she's the AG of New York. I don't want to make her sound like America's AG. She's the attorney general of New York. Did she hurt her career or help her career by her ridiculous lawfare against Trump? She helped her career. She's going to be a governor now. She's going to be a senator now. She's going to be something now. Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is the most scummy little weasel in Washington, D.C., and the way he conducted himself when Trump got elected was beyond embarrassing. The endless lies and the propaganda and just the nastiest, most disgusting behavior. Did it hurt Adam Schiff? Well, his title now is Senator Schiff because he went from being in the House to the Senate, won a bruising California primary. Why? He was the one at the forefront of getting Trump. So, like this mayor of Denver. The only time you saw the mayor of Denver, Mike Johnston is his name, the only time you saw him really cave on working with ICE is when they threatened to throw him in prison. He's not worried about Denver. That guy never thinks about Denver. Denver never crosses his mind. He's a communist. He's trying to destroy everything and trying to promote himself. He's trying to be the next senator of Colorado, the next governor of Colorado. And so if Denver gets screwed out of some federal funding and all of a sudden the streets are covered with potholes and the schools are falling apart and all these things, Mike Johnston doesn't lose even the tiniest amount of sleep over it because he's only worried about himself. He's only worried about getting elected to the next higher office. And there's no better way to do that in Democrat circles. If you're in a blue area, the best way to advance, to get promoted, to move on up, is to show yourself as the resistance to Trump. That's a fact. Now, I wanted to touch on this really quickly. China is holding drills in the Philippines. We're close to the Philippines, I guess I should say. America's doing the same thing. I am hearing that the saber rattling from China, it's still there. And they are still building a military that is designed to take out our military, but that they are showing a more willing attitude, if you will, to work with us than they have the past 4 years. So that's another thing you can feel good about. Now, I feel good about my blender. You ever said that about your blender? Have you ever looked at your blender and said, yeah, you're the best? I have. My blender has a name. It's called the Obliterator. What's your blender called? Nothing. You know why? Because you didn't go to Chefman and get an Obliterator. The Obliterator looks so good. It won design awards. But to be honest, I really don't care about that at all. I care about the fact that it actually has this auto sensor on it and it blends everything perfectly. The only way I can gut down that kale, disgusting smoothie that Ob makes every single morning is the Obliterator liquefies everything in it. So all I have to do is just get a straw and suck it down. Go get yourself a premium blender without having to blow hundreds of dollars. Chefman.com, Chefman.com, or I mean, they sell them in Walmart. Go get it wherever you want. Go get an Obliterator. Dear Jesse, I was listening to some so-called experts say Fauci's pardon would help ensure a thorough investigation. Again, I'm sorry about Fauci. I'm sorry about the pardon. Look, if you feel bad, just take a minute and make fun of Jim Acosta.
It is never a good time to bow down to a tyrant. I've always believed it's the job of the press to hold power to account. I've always tried to do that here at CNN, and I plan on going doing all of that in the future. One final message. Don't give in to the lies.
Remember when Trump beat him up?
On the Russia investigation, are you concerned that you may have—
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you—
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
And now Jim Acosta's leaving because they were moving him to midnight. I can't take all the winning. It's just too much fun out here.
And now...
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Justice Department fines more than a dozen key officials on former special counsel Jack Smith team. Oh, fires, not fines. Fires more than a dozen key officials. On top of the Mark Milley stuff, on top of the stripping the Fauci and Pompeo of security stuff, maybe, just maybe, some of these people are starting to ask themselves, did I do something wrong? Doritos confirms a change to the shape of its iconic chips. I almost had the big one when I saw this headline, but then I dug into it and I saw it was just some kind of marketing gimmick because there's a Minecraft movie coming out. Gosh, how lame. Denmark to spend $2 billion beefing up the military capabilities in Greenland. Okay, seriously, Denmark. If we want Greenland, if we want to take it militarily, and I'm not saying I want to take it militarily, do you really think that Denmark's military dropping a couple billion is going to do anything to stop us from taking it? Denmark, come on, put the guns down. Don't you feel like you're dealing with children? Come on, put it down. Just put it down before someone gets hurt, because that someone's probably going to be you. Serious sabotage. Sweden impounds a ship after another Baltic cable cut. There's something really weird going on in the Baltic, in that these gigantic underwater cables keep getting cut. These underwater lines keep getting blown up. Who or what is in the water? What if it's a monster, Chris? No, Chris, listen. No, it's not China or Russia. Why do you have to be so practical all the time? What if it's a prehistoric? Hear me out. Don't roll your eyes. What if it's a dinosaur? They've never caught it. And now, I didn't say it was Loch Ness monster, Chris. No, this one's bigger and scarier than Loch Ness. And it senses things coming off of the cables. It's tearing them up. And it's just laying down there waiting for divers to come fix them. And the divers will be eaten. This is a good idea. No one's ever come up with a movie like this before, but I just did. I will leave you until tomorrow with my movie idea. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.